This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The business of conventions and conferences is, first of all, huge, and second of all, really competitive. Cities will do what it takes to get 1,000 or 2 conventioneers to come to town and wine and dine and spend their hard-earned cash. But it's not enough anymore just to have the hotels and the night spots and the restaurants. Convention centers themselves are having to go the extra mile. They cut the ribbon on a new one in Nashville, Tennessee today. Blake Farmer has that story from WPLN.
Industry folks typically size up convention centers by their exhibit space, but it's no longer enough to just have a vast expanse under a roof.
See that white pipe coming down? There's a hook at the bottom of it.
Larry Adama is the project manager for the Music City Center. He's looking up at one of the 400 anchor points in the rafters. Each could suspend a small car off the ground. The idea is to attract big trade shows.
So that they can do things that you maybe can't do in another location.
In terms of creature comforts, there's free Wi-Fi. There's a plan to allow conventioneers headed to the airport to check their bags at the center, giving them more time to roam the city. On the softer side, this building had a $2 million art budget with specially commissioned pieces. Many are inspired by one of the city's leading industries, music. A barbershop quartet is the first to perform inside the Grand Ballroom. It's made to look like you're inside of an acoustic guitar.
Once upon a time, convention centers were, they referred to them as a box with docks. And so there was not a lot of architecture going on.
Andy McLean is the principal architect at TVS Design, which drew up plans for this convention center and more than 60 others. Instead of a concrete fortress, the Music City Center has glass everywhere, creating views of the city. That also helps with orientation, says architect Sieb Tuck.
So many times you get in convention centers, you get lost. You don't know where you are, which way you're going.
The most noticeable feature from afar is a rippling roof line running the length of the building, which spans 3 city blocks. That feature changes the shape of the ceiling inside, too.
It's like a roller coaster. You know, so you sort of think about this iconic form on the outside, and you get inside and go, whoa!
On top of that roof, there are more than 800 solar panels and what looks like a 4-acre lawn. It's meant to mimic rolling Tennessee hills. The green roof doubles as good insulation and reduces stormwater runoff. Of course, the burning question is, who will mow up here?
I think we'll get some goats or something. I don't know. Right now, it's not a problem.
It's a joke. Nashville Mayor Carl Dean says if all goes to plan, the vegetation should require very little maintenance. The building had a price tag of $600 million, and Mayor Dean wants to make sure people think the investment was a prudent one. Some of the country's largest convention centers have seen business drop off in an increasingly saturated market. Cities coast to coast are gussying up old convention centers or starting over from scratch to get a slice of the action. Like a good mayor should, Dean is betting on his city.
We're going to do very well. We've been doing well. We're not asking the building to suddenly make Nashville a popular place to come to. It already is.
And now it has the newest exhibit space in the country, but not for long. Cleveland's Convention Center becomes the newest when it's completed later this summer. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.